When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chat of the Wild. In this season, we are playing through The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. In our last episode, we have cleared out this whole map. We have seen... No. We have not seen everything that this map has to offer us. Not even close. Left. There's so many little tiny things.
There's a couple big things we haven't seen.
There's some story stuff clearly that is left unseen so far.
Mm-hmm. But other than that.
But we haven't even been to the double depths.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, we got to unlock those. So.
Oh, yeah.
The deep. So in our last episode, we did talk about having the whole map cleared out. That gives us some opportunities to sort of close some chapters on a few things, such as Pin's stories, going to the stable quests. Mm. Did we all complete those? Did we all get our froggy suits?
I did.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, BC, I'm not... BC, you're, you know... Let's be honest. You're the one catching up to everyone else for the most part on here. I was one short. I thought for sure I had them all done, and then there was one I still hadn't gotten yet. So, I didn't get it yet. But...
Okay.
Brian, you had the idea before of us talking about, like, our favorite... quests from there, our favorite pin stories.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there were the ones that we talked about where, you know, of course the naked quest, and the chicken quest is hands down the magical fortune telling
chicken quest was really, really good. Yes.
Did we talk about the one where Zelda was just in a cage?
No, we have not talked about that one, because I did that one since the last one.
That was my last one. Oh my god, it was a delight. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, BC.
they talk about it in the hints. They talk about it's in the carved heart of the giant twins. And so I knew it was like Dueling Peaks, but I was looking at the map and I was looking for a heart-shaped thing. But not realizing they meant like heart is in sort of like the center, like
in the middle of it.
I just randomly found it.
Yeah, I just sort of like drifted down in a paraglider and spun the camera around for a while until I found it. Yeah, but just sitting there in a cage.
it's Zelda. I mean, it's Breath of the Wild Zelda. Right? Like, wasn't the outfit she was wearing? It was like...
It's the outfit she's wearing at the very beginning of the game, because she's got
beginning
the short
of this one. Okay, beginning of the... Beginning of Tears of the Kingdom. Yeah, they didn't bring in a third model for Zelda for this game, just for this one quest.
It would have been hilarious.
It would have been hilarious if it was, like, Ocarina of Time model Zelda.
Oh my gosh, just the wrong... Completely the wrong Zelda.
Super polygon. Yeah.
That would be great. Game's not a sequel, so what does it matter?
At some point, there's going to be something, I feel like, that is going to properly connect it. But I get where you're coming at, Brian. There's so many times they talk about things where I'm just like, this doesn't feel like a continuation of the previous story. It almost feels like an alternate.
I mean, it's just in the same place. Like, it's not, there's nothing happening in the same, there's no continuity. It's just the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, even it's slightly different.
Yeah, new story, same place, same vibes. They're weird. The vibes are weird, for sure. But
the vibes are off.
The vibes were off the first time, but for different reasons. Now it's like overcorrected in the wrong direction.
There's still robots running around trying to kill you, but they're not gigantic monstrosities for the most part.
fair. Yeah. Yes.
They're not as threatening overall.
Mm. They're not. Mm. I don't see them in no. panic. I don't hear the music coming up behind me and go, no!
Mm-hmm.
Right. A little laser beam suddenly on you. Like that was always the scariest thing.
Time to move.
It was the worst, yeah.
Revali, where are you?
We get thrown off because there's times where we don't know if it's the hands or if it is just Blood Moon time, mm-hmm. where you can just be like, things are looking a little weird, and you're like, okay, maybe it's Blood Moon time. No big deal. I'll just like get this over with, and then it's just
it's a little early.
No, I'm getting grabbed.
I feel like the hands are less of a thing now that we have the Master Sword because it just wrecks them.
I'm
still
Zelda
arrowing them.
So my favorite thing to do is like I'll be in a place and it'll start getting red and I pull out the Master Sword because if it's hands, the Master Sword will glow. And if it's not hands, the Master Sword doesn't glow.
Okay.
Because the Master Sword glows when Ganon's around. So I just I pull it out. I'm like, ooh? Oh, okay. We're good. And I pull it out and I'm like, nope.
I didn't know that. I didn't know it had the Lord of the Rings logic with that sword.
Only for Ganon.
Because I thought it glowed in other circumstances too.
It's specific.
Like when you're hungry.
No, it's specific.
Gloom
when,
bad
like,
guys.
Ganon is around, but like the gloom,
does it work on gloom bad guys and in the depths?
Not the same way.
Okay.
Which is too bad.
Yeah. Because it would do that for certain enemies in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, last in Breath of the Wild, it did it for any of the guardians that were possessed.
Yeah,
and it would light up for those.
Any calamity.
Mm-hmm.
This was like the first mechanic they taught us in this game, was that the Master Sword glows when it's getting close. It was at the beginning of this game that Zelda was just like, the sword is glowing. That must mean we're close to something here.
I was like, yeah, we're close to calamity.
And everybody's forgotten, 100 hours later. I'm just like, yeah, I check for hands by pulling out the Master Sword. And everyone's like, what?
What are you talking about?
Turns out I remember things.
Well, I knew that was a thing that happened, but I just never thought to actually check.
This is why I am Zelda's favorite.
Never thought to look at Sting.
No, never. Any other stable quests that we want to bring up as some favorites? I mean, I guess like, okay, Frog Suit. How useful is it, really?
Really useful. I mean, you said you don't climb in rain, you just pull out Giant Spring.
Yep.
But it is no slip, so that's cool. Mm. The hat isn't as awesome as the shirt and the pants are, but it kind of makes him look like a little mail carrier. Like,
I like that.
I don't know.
Makes him look like a little ninja, like a little Naruto character almost, with the hat on. He's a, specifically,
he is a little like Greninja frog sort of thing going on. Yeah,
it's very silly.
But yeah, any other stable quests that we want to mention on here as some fan favorites?
Naked Time, always the best.
I still like Ghost in a Well turns out to be person practicing their singing. I feel bad for person practicing their singing, but...
Why
practice singing in a well?
Acoustics.
Yeah, she said it's for the acoustics.
It's like why you do it in the shower.
But like...
It would be the reverb would be so weird.
Find a parking garage.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You'd think it'd be cool. Then you get down there and you scare a bunch of people into thinking you're like a wraith.
Yeah, we have all these like these Zonai like vehicles now. I would like to see the Legend of Zelda Zonai parking deck that I can start practicing my singing in instead. You know?
There's going to be a recording room that will unlock from Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Tegan, you had mentioned before the start of the record, you wanted to check on our stats.
Yeah, I want to.
Really more of a Korok stack to rub in our face.
I want to hear everybody's stats.
Okay.
So I can laugh at y'all. I have 144 shrines so far.
Okay.
Which is great.
151, baby.
Oh,
and I know I know there's 152, and I know where the last one is, and I'm waiting because it is connected to story stuff.
I need so many more stupid shrines.
Yeah, I think I was at like 149 around this point. I am at like 152 at this point. So,
so wait, so you have all the shrines then?
I have all the shrines. I have all the light roots. I have 163 Korok seeds.
That's it? Oh my goodness. You don't even have full slots.
Oh God, no. I won't. I didn't get full slots in my main Breath of the Wild file.
Oh.
I think I was like one short. It's an extra shield, you know, whatever.
Well, this is pathetic because, one, since I think somebody mentioned, I don't think my shrine stat of completed shrines has changed because, as someone mentioned, I'm doing a no shrines run at this point. So, like, one of the listeners, I forget who, said something about that. So I've just decided that from now on, I keep finding shrines, but I'm just not doing them. And I'm trying to see by the end of the game how many uncompleted shrines I can have on my map.
Oh my goodness.
So this is the real naked run.
BC, you're going to be in post-game and you're going to be like, man, this game has some really cool physics mechanics. And we're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
And then as far as Koroks, I have 51. So
nice.
I put everything, well, I've got a few bow slots and I got a few shield slots, and then everything else has gone into weapons. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just don't need more shield slots because I don't use them ever. Mm-hmm. Unless I need to, like, rocket up to something.
Yeah.
You got, like, your
or
one
I
want to
grab a
for that.
Spring shield because it's funny. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the only reason.
That's fair.
Go
I'm
surfing.
I'm
grinding.
Sitting at 819 Koroks right now.
Ooh!
Yeah, I have three
very nice
to go. I've been like clearing them out, sort of going down my map region by region. I have to do the Gerudo area, the highlands and the desert, the Faron region, and East Nekluta, and then I'm done.
I was joking in the last episode about you being done with it by this next episode. You are close.
I'm so close. Next episode, I'm going to be done. I'm going to have all the
cards. Wow.
I'm 100%. I'm going to get them all. I want to know if the prize is the same or not.
Yeah.
Or if it's a triple poop.
Yeah, or if it's like something fancier, maybe. It's maybe
totally
I get my own tree
poop
disguise, you know? Who knows?
It may be Ooh, even less.
That would be amazing.
Oh, tree disguise. It'll probably be even less because this game does not reward you.
Oh, of course. No.
No, this game does not reward you at all. It's more just like, yeah, we gave you the stuff to do. What are you talking about a reward?
Good job.
Hard work is its own reward, Jeremy.
Yes, exactly.
I'm desperate.
You got
to
your rewards a long time ago. You're done now.
Right. Your reward
It's like the Skulltula. The good reward is halfway through.
The
last one's like, I guess you want a gold rupee or something, like for getting 50 more.
The joy was actually delivering every single Korok to its little friend and going, "That's my friend. You made it."
I had 284 Korok seeds.
Oh my god.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I'm going to get them all. How to get them all?
I'm not. I mean, there was a time early on where I thought it would be possible, but considering how much time we put into this game now, and like we are in the last part of the game story-wise, right? Like, I mean, it feels that way. We don't know for sure because we've been told sort of an ambiguous go meet up and let's talk about this is where we get left off on there. But let's circle back around to that later on. The depths.
Who's got what bubble gems? How many bubble gems do you all have on you?
Good question. I currently have,
because I know there's some regions I need to do cave sweeps on because I just wasn't able to. I didn't get to the caves when we went to that region. So there's a couple where I have to, like, I go back and check, like, did I get any caves around here? And I light it up the cherry tree or the blossom tree and just like, nope, you have nothing. There's like 10 you need to go into.
I only have
62
I have
right now.
63. Yeah, so I'm not doing that okay. much better.
I mean, is
it's in your inventory, special inventory?
The key items.
I've got got 83 right now.
Okay. I've only
I think there's like 101 after you get all the gifts or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I've only been able to upgrade two of my sage's vows also.
Oh yeah, I need to find more of those. What, those are just like killing things in the sky usually, right?
Yeah, no, sometimes it's just a treasure chest. Sometimes there's just a chest up there, but I believe it's all in the sky.
Okay.
What are the things between shrines and Korok seeds on the map?
Light roots.
Oh.
Which, yeah, just talking about that real quick, when you get the whole depth lit up, nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Like, I don't think there's any fanfare whatsoever. Does it even say you did all the light roots? I don't think
that's why. I mean, I sent a little message to the group when I did it where it was just like, yeah, this game doesn't care that you did anything. It gives you basically the little, what is that thing that's like on Zelda's earring and it's all the lights for the Zonai stuff? Basically a tiny little one of those as a gem that's light root colored.
Oh, that's cool.
It should be in your inventory if you got it.
I'm missing then two light roots still.
I'm missing a light root. Then.
I have 100.
I don't think I got that.
The Dispelling Darkness Medal, an award for one who has conquered the darkness by lighting up every light root. This special item commemorates blessings received.
Yeah, I have 100.
How many light roots are there?
120.
There's 120.
Oh, I'm missing two then somehow. How am I missing two? My whole map is lit up.
There's some.
Okay.
Inspect.
If there's two. Hang on. There's 120 light roots, but I only see two areas that are darkness on my thing. So I don't even see that.
Mine is completely lit up, so that's going to be fun trying to scour that to find it.
I've got these two spots, one directly underneath Hyrule Castle and one in like the area next to it that I still haven't lit up yet, but that's it. So I wonder where the other light roots I'm missing are.
Okay.
And then the fun thing is, at some point I thought, there are definitely light roots that do not correspond to shrines. Like, there's just nothing there. I've checked. There's nothing there. And at this point I'm like, you fool. Like, no, there is stuff there. There's usually some kind of quest in the area if there's no shrine outright.
Interesting.
Okay. I gotta push back. Maybe the two that I'm missing that are like that, because my whole thing of checking it is looking at my light roots and my shrines. That is how I've been scanning it, is flipping back and forth between the two of those.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are two that are not.
Perhaps.
Tegan, what are you checking?
I'm missing exactly two light roots, and I'm trying to figure out where they are.
Yeah, you can do that later.
Yeah, I'm just it's frustrating.
It is frustrating. It is.
It's exciting. Frustrating, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm gonna have by this time next time, I'm gonna have all the Korok seeds probably. Ha ha.
And you'll be the only one on the podcast to do that.
Yeah,
Tegan.
Yes. I'll let y'all know what the reward is. It'll be junk, I'm sure.
We can say, as a podcast, we collected all the Korok seeds, though.
Yeah!
Shadow of the Wild collected all the Korok seeds. So we also talked about in Kakariko, there was a researcher that we're getting all those notes for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
When we collected all of those. Now, this is what's confusing, is because he will read word for word like what the script says and then give his opinion on it. And his opinion doesn't really say much.
No.
Most of the time.
It's like a light summary. And like you can. And then like, this means so many things. How cool. And I'm like, nice. Good for you.
He glosses over some stuff too. Because you can like sort of suss it out. Because it is, if I'm not mistaken, it's like old English. It's like Beowulf Old English. Because someone translated it in Japanese, and it's like, yeah, it I can't remember if it uses like an older script, but like it's a much clearer translation. It's easier to like figure out what's on there, because he does gloss over stuff, and some of the stuff that's happening in there, it's like, guys, Minoru's up to some weird stuff, and he barely says anything about it. But if you read in, it's like, what if I put my brain in a robot body? And I'm like, okay, Minoru, cool.
Can't wait to see what happens with that. Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Nothing can go wrong here, clearly.
It'll keep you from telling people about the forbidden dragon spell. Power. So.
Oh my god. Still mad about that.
Yeah, I wonder if I can find those, because...
Well, why don't we go ahead and take a quick break? When we get back, we may continue talking about this. All right, we are back.
Back.
We just looked through this stuff here that Brian was talking about with the translation. And I mean, just to summarize, Tegan, what was the difference here that we were just saying?
The major difference listed is that Sonya is not a Hylian priestess specifically. She is a shrine maiden to Hylia, the goddess. This is so fun when you name your people and your country after a goddess and all of the words are the same except they're different. Love that. Love that for us. That's important, though, because it means that she's not one of the, like, she's not just, like, a lay person from Hyrule who is a Hylian. She's specifically a shrine maiden in, like, the worship of the goddess Hylia, which it brings her, like, closer to, like, what Zelda is as, like, the vessel for Hylia. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I get that. That makes sense.
It also makes more sense as to why she would be, like, Zelda's ancestor. It's not just the time powers, it's also because she's, you know, in service to the goddess.
Okay.
It's not just also... she's got blonde hair and green eyes and, you know, is a Hylian. That's not it. Turns out she's also got holy maiden power. Wow.
Holy maiden power, and like, is
a time magic.
It goes more into her relationship with Rauru and their dynamic and stuff. Talks about Zelda hanging out.
Time paradoxes.
Oh my god, yeah. I can't wait. We'll do a full breakdown later, I'm sure.
Yeah, Minoru is definitely trying to put her brain in a robot body.
I mean, we all get to that point eventually, right?
Right, right.
We just gotta get to the year 2032, and we're gonna be able to upload all of our consciousnesses onto Jeff Bezos's internet, and it'll be fine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No problems detected.
Mm-hmm. And those of us that can get over not feeling and breathing and all of that, and don't just immediately self-destruct, we'll have a great time.
Yeah, we'll live forever.
Yeah. C-Lab 2021.
The three-body problem over here?
C-Lab 2021 was off with their prediction. It'll be another decade, so.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about the final tier. After we looked at the tiers, we got a little cutscene of Dragon Zelda really sort of displaying that the visions that we had were from her secretions from her eyes, that she was somehow...
You just said her tears, man. You didn't have to make it weird.
No, I did. Because it is weird. It is weird.
Wait, you think it's weird that these dragon tears that we've been looking at for the entire game that are called dragon tears and are rumored to be dragon tears are actually literal dragon tears?
Yes. That are salty water, body water.
Just go to salty secretions.
Actual creature
from the sky.
Salt water memories.
Just go with the
salt life. Yeah, Jeremy.
That's a true salt life. This one, yeah, this one, we didn't necessarily learn anything new, but we got to just sort of like see the thing, and it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
So like, by the time we were talking about this in chat, I had completely forgotten almost everything about this outside of the fact that it was mostly flashbacks. That was what I took away from this last memory. It's like, man, that's a lot of flashbacks. Like, if you didn't understand that Zelda turned into a dragon, we really want to drive the point home that Zelda is now a dragon. Mm-hmm.
So when you see what is about to happen, it makes sense, right?
That's your dragon friend.
I don't know if we've explained enough that Zelda is a dragon.
Did we not say it long? Dragon?
Tegan, can you explain it again through your tears? Your own tears of the Tegan?
She says she's going to do the thing. She gets all excited. She gives away her little poor pad. And then she says, I'm going to do this for you, Link. I promise. And she eats the tear. And then she
pops it like candy.
Pops it like a candy, has a nice big swallow, immediately starts like radiating this golden light, is very obviously in a huge amount of pain, right? She's like stumbling around. I'm very happy she doesn't just fall off this pad, right? Which we know later gets launched into the sky, but it's not in the sky yet, thank God.
No, it's not.
She grabs the sword. She like remembers like at the last minute, like, oh, I have to get this sword. She grabs the sword. She holds it against her body and then just erupts in this like golden supernova essentially on the ground. And then this dragon just comes out of the light.
No, well, I think there's a part you're skipping that I really want to bring up, though, is that her like last words are just telling Link to protect everyone.
Yeah.
And then her eyes explode into dragon eyes. Like we essentially see Zelda fully actually sacrificing herself right now.
Yep.
In an explosion.
Her personhood is gone. And now she is a dragon.
It is. Yeah. I said, it's intense. It is intense.
And she takes off into the sky. Just like when she left us after we got the Master Sword. Yeah, and I cry on a hill as a wolf.
Yeah.
I just sit here and ugly sob for 10 minutes.
Then we also see the original champions sit like on a cliff too, looking at it happening. And I'm just wondering if they were like, if they knew, if they were just sort of like, hang on. Wait, what just happened?
I don't think they knew, because they would have told us when we met each of them in a flashback that, hey, Zelda's a dragon. That would have been the first thing I brought up.
Yeah.
That would have been
very
important. Have
you gone and visited Zelda yet?
Okay, this would have been like the second thing. I would have been like, we promised the Sage of Time that we would help the hero Link. That looks like the hero Link. The Sage of Time turned into a dragon, and I'm not about to risk her wrath. Anyway, here's the story.
Yeah. If you go and talk to Impa, now that we've seen all of the tears, Impa's like, hey, that was Zelda crying to share memories with you. But those geoglyphs weren't drawn by Zelda or anything. Other people can see the memories too, and they just sort of like bump into them and have these out of context memories, and drew the pictures based on the memories over time.
How long has this been?
Hang on. Time wise, Brian, this isn't a sequel. How does this doesn't make sense. How were over time? Over how long of time? How long is that dragon?
Know.
I mean, like, we do see Zelda Dragon go up way into the clouds to the point where probably we couldn't see her for however long. But then, so again, this is what happens when you do a story with time travel.
So
there's things that just don't make sense.
Timey-wimey.
Yep.
Nintendo hates me specifically. I am being punished for my hubris because I figured it out.
Okay, here's the only way. Okay, here's the way I can wrap my head around things. Mm-hmm. When Zelda did go back in time, we were taken away. Our timeline changed, right? That has to be the only way that this could make sense is that when Zelda did go back in time, the timeline changed.
So we have we
are going to a world where
branching timeline.
We're in a branching timeline where Breath of the Wild didn't happen.
Is this
where now it's a different sort of story that they are that
except
Ganondorf there was, is trapped down there.
Except
there
was
a
body that was down there.
Right, the body was always down there, but like the way that it was getting out before when Breath of the Wild was by putting out the Calamity. In this instance, because we didn't actually fight Ganondorf in Breath of the Wild, we fought the Calamity of him, which was just sort of the essence of him still.
But this game knows about the Calamity. Like, that happened.
Barely.
They do. It's true. They know about it. It's documented.
This is a branch.
Whether it's
in the
old one or the recent one.
Here's the thing. Mm. For the Demon King to be down there as he is, Zelda has to go back in time in the first place. Because how did he get the jump on Sonya? By pretending to be Zelda.
It's Zelda's fault? Everything is Zelda's fault.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's its own thing. It's not a branching timeline. It's its own thing.
My brain just did its best to wrap itself around what was going on, and it failed. So
once we start using the Calamity as like a rational argument to prove something else, like we are like in deep water.
So hang on. Does that mean that? So Breath, the original timeline, right? The regular Zelda timeline that we all know and love and hate.
We have to. It has the three branches
with like the hero dies, child timeline, adult timeline, right? Are we saying that Breath of the Wild has gone to the point where it's like Hyrule, Age of Calamity is one timeline, regular Breath of the Wild is one timeline, and now Tears of the Kingdom is a third timeline? Are we doing three timelines again?
Yeah,
I'm pretending this conversation isn't happening.
Yeah,
that's BC's timeline.
I'm gonna go ahead and say
BC's
that
in
any
the timeline where I'm not on this show. Actually,
I'm gonna say if Age of Calamity is actually slotted into the timeline in some canon way, that the entire chart and timeline itself is invalid.
So, like, here's the thing:
I need so much string.
It depends on how you think about time.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So like. There is no separate timeline. Like, the outcome, like, there's only one timeline. Like, these things were always going to happen, and they happened.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, but they have to
That's one way to think about timelines. That's a different way to think about timelines.
The old Zelda timeline was really divided up, like, before Ocarina of Time, after Ocarina of Time, right? Like, for simplicity's sake.
Yeah.
The new timeline is got to be divided up before dragons, after dragons, because if these dragons aren't in every subsequent game as immortal beings that never die, then, like, I don't think they count. These games can't happen.
Yeah.
We haven't finished this game. We don't know what the future of the dragons are.
So,
we don't know.
The next thing that Impa says is she starts to lament that, oh no, our dear Princess Zelda can never return to her original form. Painfully tragic. And then she just like puts her foot down. It's like, no, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not settling for it. There's got to be a way. I'm going home to Kakariko. Hit me up if you whenever you get a minute. So we are left with that.
Well, we know we're going to meet somebody who can separate souls from bodies. At least her own soul from her own body.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
put it in a
brains
robot.
In a robot. Maybe it'll be like
maybe
the
a gator bot?
Bound and everybody's brain gets put in a robot and then we go back in time and we stop Ganondorf before he even becomes the Demon King.
I do.
That'd be cool.
I need to just say, without saying anything specific, and none of you should go back and rewatch it, but in the final tier, there is something that means something else if you have seen what I have seen in the future.
Well, the good news is we haven't seen what you've seen
in
yet.
The future.
You haven't.
So wait,
you haven't.
Wait, in the future, which timeline? Because
no,
you
the
seeing
same
it
timeline.
In the future, you've altered our timeline.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
No. He saw it in the past is the thing. He saw
it, I did
in,
see
the past,
it in the past,
and he's been trying not to alter our future.
He saw through time in the
which
past.
Is why, yeah, I'm doing my best to not create any paradoxes here and like making sure you all don't read too far into stuff that
I
we've already seen.
I can't wait to read everything.
So wait, are you future Jeremy who's come back to the past, or are you present Jeremy who went to the future and returned?
No, I went on an alternate timeline. I didn't move. Here's the thing. I didn't move forward and back. I moved left and right.
Okay.
Have you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I have.
So, okay. That explains everything. So, I don't know why this is an issue.
Those are parallel universes, but not parallel timelines. They're parallel realities.
Yes.
Anyway.
In that other reality, they did things. They played the dungeons in a different order, and they saw the cutscenes in a different order. And so I have that knowledge.
In that timeline, Breath of the Wild is its own brand new timeline that is separate from the rest of the Zelda canon. Unfortunately, that's not how it is in this universe.
Do we get a playable Linkle in that universe?
God.
I hope so.
Stop teasing us.
Make all Link the Prince of Hyrule for once.
Give us a Linkle outfit. Like, we do not have enough cross-dressing in this game.
It's true.
Speaking
of that.
So let's go into the castle. This is what we were talking about in the last episode as well. Pura, she looked in her telescope and saw what we now know as evil puppet Zelda up on the castle. And so we go up into there. You go and when you get up to there, and I already had one of the shrines unlocked, so I just teleported to that. And like as soon as you get there, it does a cutscene where Zelda is calling. Zelda's calling to you like the previous champion ghosts, but this time, like again, it's just her voice is off, right? Mm-hmm. She's just like, "You have to come find me." And it's like, "Oh,
and
okay.
Like, do I? Right. Are you sure?
Do I?"
Are you here?
I guess I have to come find you.
It sucks being the mute person when you understand everything that's going on. Because everyone else around you is just like, they're just like, oh, it must be Zelda. And you're just like, it's not.
That is one big criticism that I have of this game is that I get that it's designed for you to be able to do things at your own pace and in your own order. But if you're going to give us the ability to discover that it's fake Zelda before we get to this point, like, do something to acknowledge that it's fake Zelda. Change the cutscene. Change some dialogue. Like,
making the fake Zelda cutscene like the one of the like the final tier kind of cutscene thing. Yeah, like I said, it was weird before because we didn't have any of the previous tiers. Zelda doing anything, you know, that would be considered shady. Like,
or
we didn't
any
thought of a fake Zelda being in the deck.
Or any of the phenomena where we did the last one. The one where she's, like, doing really bad stuff is the one we did last as well.
Well, and then each of them, they all mention about Zelda being around. But the Goron one was the only one where directly we were
like,
chasing her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zelda be doing awful stuff.
I wish, like, we didn't have to have everything in this moment, right? But I wish they would have given us a thing where, like, it goes, Link, come find me. And, like, you just get to zoom in on Link's face and Link just, like, rolls his eyes. Because, like, we know. By the time you're doing this, you know it's not Zelda. You know? Or,
right.
Like, we knew it wasn't Zelda. So I feel like...
Link knows.
Because we knew it wasn't Zelda, I feel like that should have unlocked just, like, a little different animation where Link's just like, all right, let's see what's up here, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, she gets away every time. This time, she's, you know, I guess this is our chance, so even if we know.
But we do go and... look on your map and find the little dot, exploring the castle. Not really, in my experience with it, it felt like I was going back and forth a lot. Like, it felt like it should have been a path that we were taking throughout this whole thing. And instead, we go to one spot and then you have to turn around to leave, then go to a completely different location. I think it would have been more interesting if we saw her in a cutscene of where she was, and then we had to figure it out. But instead, she just disappears each time we fight different monsters, and then you have to look on your map again to find where her dot is.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I don't know about you all, but I felt like the navigation around the castle was kind of nonsensical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You had
it's
to.
All
you had to
broken apart.
Right, you had to jump out of certain places and go in, from my experience, glide into the side of one of the floating chunks in order to get into where you needed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is
like
the castle structure.
It's like, oh yeah, you can get up to almost this place, but then you have to go around to the obstacle, like the other mm-hmm. side, to walk up this staircase
mm-hmm.
to get to something. And it's like, dude, how am I supposed to know to do
I don't,
that?
Yeah, I don't know. This is just weird. I don't know why they did it this
part
way.
Part of the problem with like the way that the castle is in this instance as compared to last time we were actually here in Breath of the Wild is that a chunk of the castle is like separated from all the passages that actually tie it together as one cohesive piece. So you're missing a lot of those through hallways that you would have relied on before. Because I was like, oh, I'm going to go out here and then I'll take the staircase and I'll go up two flights and I'll be there. Yeah. And I went out and I looked and the staircase is gone because that was in the wall that didn't rise into the sky. And so now I have to reassess how I'm going to get up to the place that I'm going to go. And that was annoying.
Which should be cool. Like, oh, I have to think about the castle in a new way. Mm-hmm. But like anytime I've come here, it's just not as much fun as it was in Breath of the Wild.
We're too powerful in terms of how we move through these things. So we're really just saying almost every time you kind of just want to reset to a point where you're like, well, I'm just going to teleport or I'm going to ascend up to the top and then work my way down each time. Mm-hmm. Like that's how
shrine.
I did it. Yeah.
I did a lot of ascending here because like some of this stuff was like it was fun like for certain chunks of it, but like sometimes you had to be like, this one is really inconvenient to get to. I can't just like shoot up through the ceiling or pop up through a waterfall to get to it. I have to do something really annoying and go all the way around. Some of them were kind of fun though.
There were a few that were, maybe there's only one instance of this, but there was a spot where you could get to like a later spot than it wanted you to go to more easily than you could get to the spot that it wanted you to go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, I went down here and it looks like there should be something here. And then I had to go back and find some other roundabout way to get where I needed to go and then go back to where I was before.
Yep.
It's just like,
This wasn't like, it's weird. It wasn't thought out in a way that was fun.
And also the places that it sent us. So like one of the places it sent us was the library. And I was like, oh, cool. I wonder if there's going to be something new here. No, like not even the old stuff
there's
wasn't
just
even there. The King's Diary wasn't there anymore. Like the cookbooks the weren't Lizalfos there anymore.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Nothing was happening. Like, she was there, but there was nothing new for me there, which I think is really disappointing because that would have been a good opportunity to put something new.
Like, if you find the king's secret study behind the wall in the staircase, there's some pants in there.
Yeah, there's some cool pants. I got the cool pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But that's,
I'm missing the cool, I'm missing the chess piece for the Royal Guard set now.
Same.
Mm.
I don't know where it is. I'm gonna have
it's got. I mean, I imagine it's in here.
It's in
I
here
imagine
somewhere.
It's in the castle.
I just
yeah.
don't know where.
It's underground in the secret passage under Lookout Landing.
It's in the
No, that's the royal guard.
That's the knight
outfit.
No, the knight stuff. Okay, yeah,
no.
The royal guard.
I need the royal.
Okay,
guard.
My bad.
The knights. Yeah, royal knight. Yeah,
I forget where
I
got that.
My purple and burgundy tunic with the seal of the royal family on it. I have my.
You
want to
look
beret.
Like a real male boy?
Yeah, I've got my funky beret. I've got my nice white boots. Where is my burgundy tunic dress? Thank you very much. I worked hard for that the first time. I want it again.
Speaking of outfits, I got real dressed up for my date with Zelda.
Yeah.
And I had the Nadra dragon outfit, but instead of the the headpiece. I put my mushroom headpiece on. So.
Oh, excellent. You know what?
Went through this whole thing with cold attack armor on that did nothing and a stupid hat.
Excellent.
Which, speaking of time paradoxes, the mushroom fashion time loop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why is it? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because Zelda they had mushroom fashion at the start of the Kingdom of Hyrule, because Zelda went back and was like, oh yeah, everybody wears mushroom clothes where I'm from. It's the hot mm-hmm. new thing.
Yeah. I believe that gets talked about in the translations.
Maybe it was out of style during Breath of the Wild.
I mean, there was a little bit more. There was a
clarity. Yeah, you know, these things are cyclical. So,
you
know.
Yeah.
There wasn't, you know, a whole lot of time for, different fashion design in the days of the Calamity.
So I've decided from here on out, I am not removing, even for Koroks, since we're kind of at the final stretch, I am not removing my Link's Awakening hat. So I'm going to have
yes.
big mascot energy all the way to the end.
Excellent. Good.
I'm very excited about that. Because there's plenty of scenes that zoom in on Link's face that's supposed to react. And it's just going to be the Link's Awakening
it's just gonna be
toy hat the whole time. It's great.
I changed into my favorite, the correct outfit for this cutscene, right? I did my my hood, my Hylian hood, but the hood down version.
Put
your hood fancy down. Armor that Zelda made us for our for our special anniversary thing, and the Hylian trousers. That's what I'm rocking.
Mm. Fancy armor that Very Zelda classic. Made us.
Although I do think
what,
I'm going to come
What armor did
in
Zelda
this,
make for us?
She made us the champion's leathers. It's the
okay.
champion's
oh,
tunic,
that, that she hid in the...
Yeah, it's got a leather pauldron right. on it and a better knit sweater underneath it to protect mm-hmm. us from the chainmail. But I do think
I've got the old outfit too, but I haven't really been able to upgrade it because Zelda's real hard to find.
I hunt her down. I hunt her down and I hang out. I just stand on her head for, you know, 2 in-game hours or an hour and a half in real time. And I just go, I'm so sorry. I can't believe they did this to you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I really do think, though, that I'm gonna rock up in my Skyward Sword fully upgraded outfit just to really mess with Ganon, though, for, like, the final fight. I'm gonna come showing up in the green suit. I could be like, you again.
You scrawny little boy.
It's just like, no, it's me.
You're not going to do it shirtless?
No, I'm going to do it in the green tunic. I'm going to scar him. I'm going to bring back those memories.
And I'm going to throw him off with no reaction whatsoever.
With no reaction whatsoever. No facial expression. Just stand there.
I was going to make a Demon Slayer reference, but Jeremy hasn't seen it.
Oh. So.
Nope. You could. Maybe our listeners have.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'll be like... what's his name? When the demon couldn't figure out where his eyes were because he's always wearing that goofy mask.
Mm-hmm.
BC, what's your go-to outfit right now?
You know what? I feel like I switch around a ton. I just default wear whatever I had on last, but I typically switch back to the depths stuff, like the gloom stuff from the depths, just because it looks cool.
Cult leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to look like Xant. That's okay. Understandable.
So we go and chase Zelda back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and then eventually we get to the
And when we get to each one of Zelda's points, there's usually a bad guy to fight.
A bunch of silver moblins populating behind you.
Of course, that's where they go.
Like mini blinds.
They only want to exist Gibdos. Behind me. It's okay. Yeah, some Gibdos, some flying Gibdos. You know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Some Jibidoos.
Then we get to the main chamber of the castle. We get a cutscene. Zelda's there, and she uses some power to restore the chamber, made it look like what it did before.
It was in the. We saw a little bit of this in the cutscene or in the trailer, where it's like, "Ooh, look how sparkly and pretty it is in the past."
What was she trying? What was Ganondorf? Or what were they? What was the point of this? I don't understand the point of this.
Some Twilight. Like,
this is the last thing you'll see before you die, or something. Something dumb.
No.
It was like saying this is where it all started,
This is where it's gonna end.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a weird flex. I don't know.
And then they did the thing where it's like, do you remember when Hyrule looked cool and they like changed the whole place? I took a screenshot of it because I really liked it. The whole like place, they made it look all pretty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh man, if Link hadn't lost all of his memories in the last game, this probably would be a lot more impactful. I really love the idea that it's like it's fully restored Hyrule Castle. There's like puppet Zelda. She's coming down. She's like, do you remember when it was all like this? And my Link just looking around going, God, I sure do not.
Well, but if you got the full ending in Breath of the Wild, Link did get all his memories back. Remember, there's two different endings in Breath of the Wild. One where if you have all your memories and one if you don't.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of does he remember? Does he not? Mm-hmm.
But if Breath of the Wild and this game are linked, they clearly treat you like you did not do all of the stuff.
Yep.
Just in case you didn't do any of the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, then we get get this scene where Ganondorf sort of really shows off what he's doing. We see the Psycho Mantis style of him above Zelda, controlling her and everything. I thought for sure we were going to fight Zelda in this moment. It felt like we were actually going to do it.
That would have been creative and cool, Jeremy. We can't have that.
Nope.
Because then you might be like, hey, can we have that Zelda and like mod that Zelda with those moves into our game?
Nope. But instead...
The ragdoll physics was very good on it, though. Very unsettling. I do appreciate
that. Yes.
When it was like...
Again,
when like
Psycho Mantis.
The strings cut and it went... I was like, oh, don't like it. Good job.
Then he just swaps them out for some Phantom Ganons, and we fight a bunch of Phantom Ganons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. At this point, at this point, this isn't... I don't know. This wasn't that challenging.
One Phantom
there were a couple
Ganon
times where it got...
expand the gloom, and the other Phantom Ganons try to murder you, but I got my squad. We're fine.
Yeah, and I'm shooting bomb arrows and jets and throwing dazzle fruit or whatever at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Pull out Master Sword, melt bad dudes.
I know it seems like I'm complaining about this game a lot. I do like this game. This game is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is a missed opportunity to have like a boss fight that just like has stages throughout the level. Like, we could have just had like one evolving boss fight throughout this gigantic castle that culminated in us fighting like
this
fighting
is,
something cool or new.
Yeah, but this isn't where that fight is gonna happen. This is the intro to fighting Phantom Ganon, because actually you've only fought him once when he was doing the hands, and you didn't know he also had a blade on a stick, in addition to a club, in addition to a sword, in addition to a bow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also, like, what is Ganon's power exactly? Because I know the Sage Stones, the Secret Stones enhance your natural power, but it's really unclear what Ganon's power is. Like, it seems
just
like it's making monsters.
Power?
I think it's making monsters.
But then that doesn't explain the whole puppet Zelda thing. Like,
he created it.
We saw him summon monsters with someone else's trumpet, mm-hmm. or shofar, or whatever that was, and then we, yeah, and so now once he gets the sacred stone, he can just make all the monsters he wants.
He had his blood moon, the first blood moon.
It's fair. It's
stone.
A fair question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure do wish the power system was explained a little bit better for our villains.
It's almost
they
like,
didn't have time for that.
It's like he has control over the evil goo.
Mm-hmm.
is what it is, and the evil goo can create monsters, or like the monsters are made out of the evil goo.
But did the evil goo come first, or was the evil goo is always there?
Existed. The evil goo is always
did
existed.
He create the evil goo, but then go back in time to create the evil goo?
You're complicated. You're needlessly complicating it now.
It's actually like the body of demise. It's like, you know, I don't know.
It's you gotta have the yin and the yang.
Yeah. It really is just yin and yang. I am interested to see where this goes, though. I'm excited to fight him again. I think I will win. I think
I'm gonna win.
I'm not concerned. See, here's the thing. It's like normally these kinds of fights, they're designed to make you like stress about the final fight a little bit. Like, this is a preview sort of how the final fight might go. And like, if this was at all challenging, I would be concerned. But I have the Master Sword, and also I have four ghosts that just absolutely pummel anything that comes within 10 feet of me. So really, who is afraid here? It sure isn't me. I'm just hanging out, like, absolutely beansing the one guy who's trying to make goo on the bottom of the stage and, like, rocking up like it's nobody's business. I'm not afraid of Ganon at all.
We don't just have
Phantom,
the ghosts. We actually have the in-person backup now. We have our crew here. Actually, they show up, and again, we didn't actually need them, but they showed up. Mm-hmm. And
I'm glad they're there.
This is where like Ganondorf starts to, he does this. I don't understand. Like, so he goes and says, I'm going to show you what the world is going to be like when I win. And then it just shows, I mean, he's got a cool horse, but everything else is exactly the way the world is right now, with monsters all over the place.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a horse so cool.
I found that horse already, man.
I really wish it would have showed us like scenes of all of the different like cultures being completely overrun with monsters. I think that would have made more of an impact than just like Ganon on a horse. What will he do? It's like he saw the Barbie movie and like misunderstood what the patriarchy was. Also,
yep.
He's just like me on a horse. Yeah,
the horse changes everything.
It's very goofy.
Yeah. We come out of that vision, and then everyone else is just like, oh no. But the whole time I'm just like, what weight does that have?
Did we all
like,
see,
why does this?
See, I wonder,
yeah, I can make weird visions in your head.
Like,
that
did
doesn't
we all see the same vision
anything.
Though? Like, maybe they saw their like cultures override, and we just saw him like in Hyrule Field because we don't have a home. Because
that's his home. That's Link's home.
Yeah.
Link's home is on
a field. Not a random wooded area.
Link's home is on Epona's back riding with the wind, and he's just like, no, Ganon's doing the thing that I do.
But then he leaves us, and then I can't remember who says it in there, but I remember like Yanobo's freaking out, but then they're reassured that they're just like, yeah, but clearly he's not strong enough to do anything because he wouldn't have run away. And then they were like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. Let's go back to Lookout Landing and figure out what our next plan of attack is.
Mm-hmm. Let's go tell Pura.
And that's kind of it. That's where we're going to wrap up here. In our next episode, we're going to head back to Lookout Landing, go talk to Pura. She's going to send us on a quest, checking out some other places, but we're going to end the episode by going back to the Storm in the Faerun region and seeing where that leads us. So go do all that, and then be back here, and we'll talk about it on Chat of the Wild.